This is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace. I'm Andrea Seabrook here in Cleveland, and with me is
Nancy Marshall Genzer.
We are in Cleveland covering the Republican National Convention all of this week, and we'll be putting out a show, a podcast, every single day this week, as well as our reporting on Marketplace's several shows. And the theme of our reporting is insiders and outsiders. We want to flip the script on your average political paradigm, to get really lofty about it, Nancy, and say that there is no more right or left, or at least those things aren't nearly as important as insiders and outsiders. Right, Nancy?
And it's literal. You are literally behind the fence in the arena with all the delegates, or you're outside with the riffraff. Like you and me.
We were riffraff, at least tonight. We spent the evening wandering around the streets of Cleveland outside the Q, the Quicken Loans Center. They call it the Q. And that's where the convention starts today, Monday. And I want to talk a little bit about, I want to tell people a little bit about what we saw. You talked to a lot of people. I talked to a lot of people. There was this guy named Peter Patakos. He's from Akron. He works in Cleveland. And he really struck me because I walked up on him. He was standing on a street corner in his town, looking across the street at, you know, a big crowd of Secret Service members, other kinds of cops, and these tall fences that have been erected around a giant section of downtown Cleveland, right?
Prime real estate, too.
Yeah.
The arena, the convention center, it's all walled off unless you've got credentials.
Yeah. And listen to what he said about that.
You see these barriers, and it represents insiders and outsiders. And I mean, I think a lot of people do feel alienated. And perhaps an event like this might reinforce that for regular Clevelanders who are coming in and saying, what are all these people really doing here? Like, how is this going to make my life any better? How is this going to impact me?
We'll get back to Peter Patakos in a minute, but first I want to tell people, Nancy, you were here back in April, and you really talked to people before the convention even started.
Yeah, I got to know some great people. And Andrea, to a person, they are all so proud of their city. Cleveland back in the 20s and 30s was a boomtown. Mm-hmm. There was this one avenue called Euclid Avenue. It's mm-hmm. Cleveland's version of Fifth Avenue.
We were there tonight.
Mm-hmm. And big, fancy department stores on either side, restaurants and shops, bustling. But it went into decline after World War II, and this city went through a very tough period. And people are really hoping that that bust cycle is over and they're going to be into the boom now. And they're hoping the convention will really polish up their image.
And you can kind of see there are still buildings and shops that are kind of boarded up, but then there are places that are really fun and new and bright.
Yeah, I went to sort of the inner city, and I talked to people there, and they said, you know, what's in it for us? We are not getting any kind of a facelift. And, you know, in parts of the city, there are vacant buildings, burned out buildings. But if you go downtown where the convention will be, it's gorgeous. It's lit up. People are sitting on the sidewalks in sidewalk cafes. It's like night and day. And the people in the inner city are saying, well, you know, we hope some of that trickles down to us.
So tell me about some of the places that you, people that you talked to back in April preparing for the convention.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, there's Euclid Avenue, which was the big shopping drag. And now there are some new stores mm-hmm. on Euclid Avenue. And one of them is a place called Rocket Fizz.
137 is your call.
Thank you. Give us that.
Yeah. Rocket Fizz is a candy shop. It's part of a national chain. It's on Euclid Avenue, and it's owned by Susan and Bob Hale. It's crammed with candy, soda, and gag gifts like crazy cat lady dolls, which I loved, and an emergency underwear dispenser because you just never know. The walls are covered with posters of movie stars and GOP stars.
Here in the back of the store, if you notice, we have one for, you know, George W. Bush. And, you know, we also have stuff, you know, with Ronald Reagan, things of that nature.
This is Bob Hale. His wife, Susan, says this week could be great for business.
We're anticipating it's going to be a good week. but with a little bit of trepidation on the side.
Rocket Fist is only about a block and a half away from the arena where the convention is, and Susan Hale doesn't know how intense the convention protests will be, but Bob Hale told me they're throwing open their doors. They're hoping delegates will drift outside of the convention area and inside their shop.
You know, we've talked about maybe being open 24 hours a day and maybe buying some cots and sleeping bags and kind of almost doing shifts while staying here.
Eventually, they decided to keep the store open from 9 a.m. to midnight every day of the convention. So you can see the outsider businesses are trying to get some of that inside money. The Hales aren't alone in all this. They're part of a tight-knit community of entrepreneurs with small stores in a shopping arcade next door. They take me on a tour.
That's my friend Teresa. She does the tea shop. This is my dear friend Mary. She runs Bright Green.
And Bright Green is a small gift shop selling only locally made products. It's owned by Mary Farrell. She sells things like baby blankets, tea, and for convention week,
Cleveland-related things like Cleveland tote bags, glasses, little pens or magnets for people who are passing through the city who want to take home a little piece of Cleveland.
Farrell ordered a lot of Cleveland souvenirs. She's betting on big spending convention delegates. She's going to be open 12 hours a day during the convention. A few shops down, I met Marie Techmeyer. She's waiting on a customer. She's a little more hesitant than the other business owners I talked to. She's not bulking up on Cleveland knickknacks. Her store is called the Happy Hour Collection, selling cocktail glasses, mixers, and kits. This is a place where I could do some serious damage to my credit card. She says the big restaurants and bars in town, they're the insiders of the convention. They'll do great this week. The outsiders, stores like hers, she's worried convention goers won't even come out to her place. Techmeyer hopes the organizers won't let that happen.
But I trust that they will go ahead and look at all of the small businesses and make sure that they're not squashing the economy of our town.
Yeah, so Andrea, this is a really tight-knit community of entrepreneurs, as I mentioned in the piece. And they're in this kind of indoor atrium that links two main arteries of the city. And they're all small business people. There are no chains in there. And they really look out for each other. Mm-hmm. And they're all crossing their fingers and hoping that they can do well during this convention.
Well, we shall see. We are only just entering day one. I keep going back and forth between saying tonight and today, and that's because it's almost 4 a.m, so it's kind of last night and today at the same time.
Last night, today, tomorrow, last week.
So, you know, what the people in this back in April told you, these local business people, is really similar to what Peter Patakos was telling me last night, that, you know, it's just really kind of strange to be in downtown with all the these, you know, police and fencing. It's like a different place.
It's stifling. It upset me earlier today.
Oh.
Just on like a physical level.
Yeah.
Just to see these black fences, and it's like, oh. And again, it's like, what for? What for? Why us? Like, why are they coming here?
I mentioned to him that Ohio is a really important swing state.
Well, I understand that.
I know you do, but I'm saying that's why they're here.
Right.
That's why they wanted to be here in the first place.
Well, and why did we want them here so bad? So that we could be swung? You know?
Question.
Yeah, why did we want them here so badly? I guess that is a better question. So we could be swung? Is that why do we want to be swung? Are we just selling ourselves to the first person that will swing us? You know? I don't know.
Do you think it'll be good for like the tax base and the businesses, or?
They always say that, right? But I don't know how that gets proven. It couldn't hurt, right? It's and I don't know, you know, does that trickle down or not? That's the question. Or does that just go into the pockets of, you know, I think one man owns half the property on this block. So who knows?
So who's it for, insiders or outsiders?
Right.
So Nancy, when we were walking down the street last night, you know, it's gorgeous. I mean, it really is beautifully lit up, but it's also pretty, doesn't feel like a normal, certainly not on a Sunday night in the Midwest.
No, definitely not. And like I say, when I was back here in April, not only was it cold, but it was not lit up like it is now. I mean, it's like Disney World. There is something unnaturally bright about it.
Yeah, we talked about that, Nancy.
You know, tell me if you think I'm nuts, but it's a little like being on Mars. It's like you've landed in this culture and system which is not from here, and it's not from anywhere. It's this, like, the culture itself landed just before you. And the people that I talked to tonight, who are actually from Cleveland, were either trying to take advantage of that because they recognize what the gains it can bring, or they were just really confused by it. Like, where am I? There's a lot of Cleveland branding about it, but like, not much actual Cleveland.
Like a big corporation has just moved in and set up shop.
Yeah.
And some people are trying to take advantage of that and get the corporation to spend them a little money with them.
Yeah.
And other people are kind of like, okay, this street is fenced off that I usually walk down, and this police officer is saying, I can't go. This is weird. Where's my hometown? I want it back.
Totally. Like, I'm in my hometown, but I don't know where I am.
Well, folks, that is our thinking on day one of the Republican convention. Nancy, what are we going to talk about tomorrow?
Who knows? Depends what happens.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's like, I don't know what to say, so I'm going to ask Nancy.
We're going to go out and see what happens.
We'll go out and see what happens. We're going to take your questions into the convention and bring stories out of the convention and tell them from the outside. So you can hear more from us on Marketplace or on Twitter. That's at Marketplace. I'm at Radio Babe on Twitter. Who are you?
I'm at Marshall Genzer.
Perfect. Also, facebook.com/MarketplaceAPM. You know the drill. I'm Andrea Seabrook, Marketplace's DC Bureau Chief.
And I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer, Senior Reporter in Washington.
And this is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace. This is APM.